Today is Thursday, March 14th. As I enter prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me. Recalling the day I've lived, treasuring its blessing as I look into God's face and laying its burdens at His feet.
But you, Lord, are forever exalted.
Abba, Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I ask that you'd not only work through my prayers, but work within me, even beyond my prayers. The laying aside of one appetite, with the aid of your Spirit, gives rise to another. Tune my taste buds to hunger for your presence, my eyes to see your coming, my ears to hear your whisper, and my lips to savor your blessings, which are showered upon me each day, even this one.
A reading from Psalm 92. It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, proclaiming your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night to the music of the 10-stringed lyre and the melody of the harp. For you make me glad by your deeds, Lord. I sing for joy at what your hands have done. How great are your works, Lord. How profound your thoughts. Senseless people do not know, fools do not understand, that though the wicked spring up like grass and all evildoers flourish, they will be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are forever exalted. For surely your enemies, Lord, surely your enemies will perish. All evildoers will be scattered. You have exalted my horn like that of a wild ox. Fine oils have been poured on me. My eyes have seen the defeat of my adversaries. My ears have heard the rout of my wicked foes. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him.
Contrasting and opposing the evil and chaos that seems to fill the world around me is the one who is forever exalted. As high as these waves seem to reach, my God is higher still. And as I am hidden with Christ in God, I too am lifted above the evil that surrounds. The evil of this world does not get to have my life, because my life belongs to God. The way is sometimes dark, Father. So I ask that you would light my path, allowing me to see clearly and in gratitude that you are indeed forever exalted. I also ask that you make me to be the kind of person who forever exalts you. You alone are worthy to receive all praise and honor and glory. As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join the saints of old who have worn the narrow path I walk on this evening, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands tonight.
But you, Lord, are forever exalted.
The glory of God will never fade. It was here yesterday and today, and it will be the same tomorrow. As I build my life on Him, I do so with the knowledge that He will be forever exalted. And so I order my life to be a part of that exaltation, to be yet another in the long string of history who add their voice to sing praises to the only one who is worthy. Father, you are indeed the only one worthy. I yield even now to your holiness and majesty. I kneel before you, placing you again rightly back on the throne of my life. Now, as I rest from the work of this day and enter the evening's rest, I raise my voice again with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to trust you now, laying aside all that nips at my heels, the desire to indulge or escape after a long day, the resentments I may carry from the day's disappointments, and the work left undone that I'm tempted to carry with me into rest. I lay this day, all of its joys and trials, at your feet now. As I've become present to you, may I also be fully present to those I will rest with this evening. Amen.